people of the world, let's get together. Hello and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Talk Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network, of course. And we're here today to bring you two fabulous guests. And as usual, we are hoping to shed light on the things that will help you to keep your companion animals healthier and happier and meet new and exciting and interesting people. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce our first guest, Barbara Frank. Hi, Barbara. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi, Barbara. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Radio Network. And we are really excited to have you on board as a holistic healer. And I always love to give my guests the opportunity to give a brief introduction and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do so we get a sense of your space within our world of animal care.
Okay. I am a holistic practitioner. I've practiced for 37 years, and my specialty is naturally killing parasites. And I've had people coming to me with every disease condition that you can imagine who recover completely after just using natural treatments to kill parasites. So I'm an internationally certified lymphologist, and I do the Barbara Frank Show on Blog Talk Radio. And I've written a book that's sold on Amazon.com, How to Take 10 Years Off Your Face and Add 10 Years to Your Life Naturally. And I have it available as well. And so I have a website, BarbaraFrank222.com, that gives all the particulars about me and my bio.
All right, I'm going to repeat that. That's BarbaraFrank222.com. So anyone who wants to go check that out, which I'm sure everyone will, please use that web address. And, well, you've already got me intrigued. 10 years off of your face and added to your life. Is that what you just said, Barbara?
That's the title of my book, Take 10 Years Off Your Face and Add 10 Years to Your Life Naturally.
Wow. Now, I mean, who doesn't want to accomplish those things? Now, I'm presuming that since you are a practitioner for both humans and animals, is that correct?
Many people want help with their pets. Yeah, generally when the pet gets sick, the person will get sick, or when the person gets sick, the pet gets sick. So I have treated both.
Well, we have a real agreement on that front because we've seen many times in cases where the human is fighting disease or illness, chronic or otherwise, the animals do tend to either try to manifest those symptoms, and you know, I believe it's because they're trying to help us by taking away our kind of absorbing our pain and illness, and you know, that's getting into the esoteric side of things. But mm-hmm. We know many examples of animals who've become ill, and in a sense, the human and the animal then have to go into the healing journey together. Does that ring true for you at all, Barbara?
Well, I find that people communicate to me that their animals are very empathetic with their illnesses, and likewise, they're very empathetic with their animals' illnesses.
Well, so that makes perfect sense, and we're so close to our animals, and it's on such a deeply you know, spiritual and really sometimes a subconscious level that, you know, I'm sure that we don't always realize that we're doing that, but our animals are completely intuitive creatures, and I think that we see that they really want to take away our pain, and in doing so, they wind up kind of absorbing illness on their own. So tell me, what are some of the key things, you know, just right out of the gate, with all the, you know, obviously years and years of study you've done and research, what are some of the most important things that we and in extension with our companion animals can do to kind of reset the clock in our lives to a healthier place? Because let's face it, if you're not healthy, it's really difficult for any other good things to happen in your life. And we always say, well, thank goodness for those of us who are fortunate to be basically healthy, that, you know, start every day by saying, thank you, to whatever thing that we acknowledge, the universe, God, life itself, that we are healthy, we have 2 feet on the ground. And when that's not the case, it's obviously a very, very different circumstance, and we find ourselves fighting our life force rather than really living it. So just tell us what you think are some of the most important things that we can do to live longer and healthier and to also help our pets to do that.
Well, you know, a woman asked me that question, and when I answered her, to the best of my knowledge, she said, that's not practical. A dog will be a dog. But my answer to her was that do not allow your dog to wallow in the mud, because that's what her dog was doing. And then she would spend hours bathing it. And what happens is that when you allow your dog to wallow in the mud, the dirt has 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil. And this was in the Washington Post. So you allow your dog to wallow in the mud, and it absorbs all these parasites that go into its skin. And, for example, that dog, you washed it off or rinsed it off, and then it got in the bed with you, then what's going to happen to you? So I suggested to her that you limit his time. Don't let him wallow in the mud, but limit his time on the grass as well and sitting on the soil by giving him all the time he wants on the porch or on the carpet in your house or you know, even on the bare floor. And that way, because they like to lounge, they like to, you know, sit and just observe us and watch what's going on. And so that way he doesn't feel like he's missing so much that he's not wallowing in the mud. But that way he's not absorbing these tiny parasites that are in the soil that are just waiting for a warm blooded body to live in. Because so once they get inside the pet, they begin to reproduce and they shorten the pet's life.
So basic hygiene really being like kind of a first step, just to be aware that we are exposed to a lot of pathogens in the environment of different sorts.
Yes.
And to be aware of that in the way we conduct ourselves and the way we allow our dogs to roam or interact with the physical environment out there. Is that a good way to put it?
Right. And no, she felt that was not right because she felt the dog should be able to go and, you know, wallow in the mud and do all these kinds of things that dogs will do. But I did not agree with her. And I also told her he needs to have a super good diet to keep his immune system strong and, you know, to also detox her pet from time to time. Because,
well,
on that note,
we do need to take a short break, Barbara. But what I'd like to do is to join back in when we come back in and talk a little bit about, obviously, nutrition is the subject near and dear to my heart as an animal nutritionist, but it's all interactive. So when we return, we'd like to talk a little bit about how you feel the nutritional aspects can be key, and as well as some of your other really important things on skin and coat and the overall health of those aspects, which I believe are very important when we're evaluating an animal's health. Their outer appearance tells us a lot at times about their inner health. So if you'd be kind enough to hold with us, we're really enjoying talking to you, and we'll be back in a moment or two.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we have a great guest today, Barbara Frank, and she is a holistic healer who works both with humans and animals. And that in itself is fascinating because it really highlights the things that we have in common. And when we live with animals, we share more than just our love. We share pathogens and illnesses, some illnesses that dogs don't get that humans do, and vice versa. So, Barbara, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm here.
Now, when we were talking about, you know, something as basic as being very careful because in muddy areas or in streams or creeks there are a lot of parasites and organisms really that can infect your dog. What is the thing that you point to in terms of how to treat when we've already found ourselves with a situation? Now, I see that you have a special package that you offer, and I wanted you to tell us about that package and how that can teach us to have a healthier animal.
I have a package, and it has four products in it. One of them is rose beautifying cream. The other is natural herbal lotion, which massively kills parasites. And there is pain and sore muscles, which is more for pain or like arthritis in humans and people and pets. And there is an internal herbal tonic called Super Tonic that kills parasites. It doesn't have any toxic ingredients in it. All the products are pure and natural. And organic.
Oh, that's exciting. Now, you have formulated all these products yourself, Barbara?
Actually, I'm from a long line of folk practitioners who formulated the products more than 100 years ago. So they're from my great-grandmother, who they treated people for parasites when I was growing up.
Well, that's fascinating. Now, what part of the country are you from, Barbara?
Alabama.
Alabama. Now, so that's an area where these issues are really can be pretty serious because, am I correct in saying that in a hotter climate, there's more opportunity for parasites and microorganisms to flourish? Is that correct?
Definitely. Definitely. We were constantly warned about don't let mosquitoes bite you. We had encephalitis mosquitoes, and, you know, there were dangerous everything, snakes from snakes to huge spiders as big as your hand to the worst thing my mom feared was mosquitoes. And so she made a cream that we had to put on ourselves to stop the mosquitoes from biting us because people would come down with encephalitis, and it's not pretty. It's a parasite that goes to the brain and grows and makes the brain swell and basically kills the person. So, but dogs and horses get these too from mosquitoes biting them. Here on the East Coast, we had an epidemic of horses getting, you know, bitten by mosquitoes and coming down with these equine encephalitis, and it was very tragic. So we have to be careful of mosquitoes. In this country, we have West Nile virus mosquitoes, the Japanese tiger mosquitoes that came here in tires that we bought from them. We have malaria all over America, and so we need to be aware. People should not allow mosquitoes to bite them under any conditions.
Yeah, you know, it is scary because when you think about that little mosquito on your body, it's really a hypodermic of sorts that's injecting, not only taking blood away from you, but, of course, injecting something into your body, and that's very, very frightening. Now, of the four products in your package, tell us about the one that prevents, if I'm being accurate about that, that which product would someone use to put on their self or on their animal to try to prevent mosquitoes or ticks or fleas from getting on and attaching to you or to your pet in the first place?
Natural herbal lotion. I spray myself before going out, and they don't come near me. So
that's
the product that I use for that.
And it's just a spray that you can just spray on your clothing as well as exposed skin surfaces, Barbara?
Yes. It's totally natural, and mosquitoes can't stand it. They won't come near.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Now, the package, I'm assuming, and again, I don't want to, you know, to make incorrect statements, I'm assuming that the products are purchasable either as a package or separately by your through your website?
Yes, they're listed on my website. They can buy one or they can buy, you know, all of them. It's on my website under the products page.
Oh, fantastic. So, because I'm sure that after hearing this, there's going to be a lot of interest, and we want to make sure that folks can find it. Now, I see that you've done, you know, a ton of writing, and it's just always great to, you know, connect with other writers and folks who are so committed to the overall health picture. And I encourage folks to go to BarbaraFrank222.com. It's very easy to get there. I was on there in 2 seconds when I looked up that URL. And I want to talk a little bit, if we may, Barbara, about the issue of when folks are seeing coat either, you know, dead spots, bald spots, what we sometimes call hot spots. I'm a huge believer that when we see that, we are looking at the results of some type of a disease process or the body fighting something. So tell us what to look for when we're looking at a dog, for example, or a cat. And, you know, we love horses and all other animals as well, but most of our listeners are dog and cat people. What are some of the early signs to look for in our animals that we may have to look a little more closely, that there may be something wrong?
Right. The biggest complaint people have is a bald spot. This bald spot. And then people have complained about tumors on their animals, and we've gotten rid of them by just using the natural herbal lotion. The bald spot is generally going to be caused by a Demodex mite. And this is a mite that takes away the hair. It causes baldness in pets and humans. And so the natural herbal lotion is what we apply to those bald spots. And then there would be like crusting, and I knew that was a parasite coming out that were causing the bald spot, and then the hair would grow back. And also people told me that when they used these products on their pets became friskier. They got more energy. And I know that's because they were being relieved of these things that are stuck in their blood.
Wow. So not only were you helping the animals, but you're in many instances you have these you know, folks whose hair is thinning themselves using the same product and helping both their dog and themselves. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks out there, men and women, who are experiencing thinning hair. So the fact that you have a natural product, and I guess we have to be careful with the FDA, but as long as we're careful about the claims, I think that it sounds like a fascinating thing to, you know, to look into for both human and animal, you know, coat and as well as hair. So we are up against our next break, and we are going to ask you if you could please join us for one more segment so we can dig a little deeper into some of the fascinating information you're providing. And we are really enjoying this interview, Barbara. So, again, everyone, BarbaraFrank222.com, and we'll be back in a minute.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world,
let's get... Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we are here for a final segment with our wonderful guest, Barbara Frank. And to learn more about Barbara's products and her research, the place to go is BarbaraFrank222. That's the numerals, 222.com. And Barbara, we were just talking about, you know, the use of your products for both animals and for people to help with hair growth. And, you know, one of the things that we are always very, you know, mindful of is that no one product works for every situation. And, you know, we like to, you know, expose our listeners to a lot of different modalities of health and wellness so that they can find what works best for them. So tell us, when you are actually talking to a person whose dog is having a difficult problem, what is the first thing that you want to know about that animal?
I want to know about their diet and about the conditions that, you know, they are experiencing day to day, like what they're doing outside.
So environment, their physical environment as well as their diet.
Yes.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. We need to know both.
Yeah, some people will take their dog to the lake and let him swim in the lake, which I don't suggest, and things like that.
Well, you know, it's really hard for some of us to keep our dogs out of the water. They love it so much. So, I mean, it's a really tough situation. You know, we hate to deny, you know, a really basic fun, like you're talking about your the client that was, you know, eager to allow their dog to wallow in the mud and didn't want to, you know, prevent them from having that fun, so to speak. It's really about, you know, it's really about balance. And certainly, and I'm not sure if you'll agree with this, but I'll just put it out there. I think it's important to know the body of water that you're, you know, that you're dealing with. I mean, there's everything from swimming pools, which you have issues with chlorine, perhaps, in a swimming pool, but usually are pretty safe from, you know, from pathogens, all the way to, you know, ponds and streams where it can vary so much. Now, talk to us about some of the other organisms, because I think that people aren't aware of things like amoebas and other microorganisms that really don't get talked about frequently that can be really serious health challenges and very difficult to diagnose.
Right. The biggest thing that people come to me about, and maybe it's because of what, you know, my specialty is skin problems or tumors on the skin, things like that. And then what I do is I treat them with the natural parasite products, and these problems just disappear. Even people have told me that their cat's tumors went away and things like that.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating and very exciting. And would you mind sharing with us what the cost of your basic package is? Because it seems like a great way to try your wonderful products would be to buy the package with all four products. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners so that they know?
No, I don't. It includes instructions how to clean your bed, your raw foods, which, as I mentioned, the soil has 10,000 microbes in every inch, so our raw food comes out of there. And so they get instructions how to clean a hotel so they don't bring bed bugs home, how to clean their bodies, their home, their car, their office. That's all included in the package. And it has about 14 pages of information, what everyone is deficient in, and so they can supplement with those. And the Res Beauty Cream is one of the big favorites of everyone because people have said it took away all their signs of aging and their wrinkles and freckles and helped their dogs and cats' skin as well.
Barbara, that's, did you call that the Red Beauty Cream?
The Res Beauty Cream.
Rose Beauty Cream.
Rose Beauty Cream, yeah.
Great. Okay. And four
products and the instructions are $150.
So that's...
And
that's,
if one person... Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For one person and their pet, this should last for 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay. So that's really a great deal. You have four different products with approximately a 3-month supply for a person and a pet for around $150. So it's really very, if you break that down, you know, we're talking about a very reasonable cost. You know, I like to take things in a cost per day. And if you're talking about, you know, $40-$50 a month. We're talking about literally a dollar and a half a day for a healthier and happier self and a healthier and happier animal. I can't imagine that you could get a much better deal than that. And especially, you know, we're talking about, honestly, here, products that have been formulated over 100 years of your family's research. And you know, I find that really fascinating, those traditions of handing down those formulas and recipes. I think that it's something that we neglect too much in our drive to, you know, always look at the next big, you know, commercial product, when we have so many, you know, remedies that have already been developed that I think fall into disuse. So we really admire the fact that you're keeping that tradition of the, you know, of the really the homemade is maybe one way to put it, but, you know, more like the, you know, the personal power that comes from, you know, making a product and then proving it over many, many years. And your family has obviously done that and done it extremely well. So I just think it sounds fascinating, and we would, you know, love to try your products ourselves. And I think that we'll, you know, make an arrangement to do that. And more than happy to
send you some.
Yeah, we really think that if we think that any one product, and I hope that this philosophy makes sense to you, if anyone believes that, you know, there's one answer, one solution, that's the opposite of what I believe holistic thinking is. And the word holistic is thrown around a lot, Barbara, as you know. And
yes.
And it's a great word, but we don't define it often enough. And in this case, I'd like to say holistic thinking means not taking the easy way out, looking deeper, and realizing that there's not a single problem or a single answer, and that there is a multiplicity of health challenges that we face, but on the good news side, there's a multiplicity of solutions that we can access. And, you know, I believe that someone looking into your products is going to find a wealth of information, and I really admire that you've included a lot of information, because a product without the education to go with it is really only half of the story. And using the products properly and understanding their application is really key to the best results. So, now, do you offer private consultations for folks out there who are experiencing difficult problems with, again, with their own health, their animals?
I do telephone consultations as well.
That's fantastic. Barbara, I can't believe we are running out of time here in Radio Land. It seems like time flies by so quickly, and we absolutely love to have you back again for a future appearance. But before we part, I want to one more time point people to Barbara Frank, and that's FRANK.com, Barbara Frank 222.com. And you'll really open up a world of information and a world of healing and remedies from someone who's a true practitioner, a holistic thinker, and someone who's carrying forth a long family tradition. So thank you so much for being with us, and we hope to have you again sometime. And I will contact you individually to try some of the products, because we'd love to dig in deeper. It sounds like you have amazing stuff, and I'm looking forward to trying it.
Sure, and let's give my number to those who don't have a computer.
I would be happy
some
to do that.
Some people call me and say, well, I don't have a computer. Please, you know, next time give your number on the radio. And my number is 301-949-4873. We'll be right back.
welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and we are thrilled to have our next guest, who is an old friend of Clear Conscience Pet, and it is Leslie May, and she is the creator of Raise a Green Dog, which is a blog and a website. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me. And I'm hoping Johan might have a little say here once or twice.
We're going to have to start right there then. You're making my life easy. Tell us about Johan and how Raise a Green Dog was created, Leslie.
Sure. My mom was way ahead of her time. I'll start at the beginning. When I was born, she lived on the campus of IU back in the 50s. And learned a lot about the environment from many of the cultures she experienced. And she lived her life green and healthy and eco-friendly and organically. So, of course, I was raised that way. Our whole family was. And when I went out into the world, of course, I tested the waters, right? Because that's what people do when they're young, hopefully, to learn. And I settled on the organic lifestyle as well, and when I adopted Johan at 12 weeks from a no-kill shelter in Indianapolis, I wanted to learn how I could translate my organic, healthy lifestyle to his. So that's what I did, and people started learning about that I was doing this, asked me a lot of questions. I could not answer all the emails that Johan was getting in his email box. So I started a blog and then a website, and that's when Raise a Green Dog was born.
Now,
and he and I are the co-hosts now.
And how long has that been, Leslie?
Oh, gosh. I think we've been around for almost six years now, and we're very excited. We just added a puppy to the family.
Oh, my gosh.
I got him too. I know, right?
Now you're going to be in trouble with Amanda, you know, because you should have told us whenever there's a new puppy in our extended family, we always send a gift.
We'll have to fix that later, won't we?
You sure will.
Very good.
That's a new puppy. What type of a dog?
Well,
how did he come into your life?
Yeah.
Or she come into your life?
Well, Johan is 10 now. We do dog agility as our pastime, and we hike a lot. We're very active, and he got me into agility. He absolutely loves it. He still competes. He's amazing, but, you know, he can't compete as much as he used to, right? Running 5 runs a day is pretty tough on the little dude, so it was time to kind of look at starting to train another dog in dog agility to enjoy that activity that we love. And so I'd been looking around for a few months and came across a litter of puppies. I wanted to get a puppy because training agility takes a couple of years, you know, and adding a puppy to the family was probably going to be a better move for us. Just the family situation. I have 2 older cats, and bringing an adult rescue dog might be a bit of a challenge for everybody. So I wanted to
Leslie, I'll interrupt for a second because I kind of felt, you know, feel there as an old friend that you were, you know, feeling a little guilty about that. And there's no guilt necessary.
I was.
In reality, every dog finds us. They find us in their own way, don't they?
I saw this litter of puppies on Eastern Herding Dog Rescue's Facebook page. And I instantly saw this one puppy. Mother was a Sheltie, and they don't know the father, but we're all guessing it's a cattle dog because it's pretty obvious, right? So he was in Richmond, Virginia. I contacted some friends to try to get him closer to me, and we picked him up 2 weeks ago in South Carolina. I got him down that far.
Congratulations
to me. Thank you. Very exciting. So Rock, his name is Rock, R-A-C-H, named after Rachmaninoff, right? Because we serial name after composers around here. I used to be a flutist. And he's going to do some series of natural, green, healthy puppy things. Like he just did something on natural teething, how to ease natural teething. So very exciting. So Rock's going to join as a co-host with Gracie and Johan.
Oh, that's great. So now you're a three-dog family.
Three dogs, two cats. There are six of us now. Very scary.
You just passed us by one. You just we were two dogs, two cats. So now we're going to, I don't know. I don't think we want to catch up with you. That might be a troublesome, crazy lifestyle. But tell us, I'm afraid our listeners will be like, what is this, a personal conversation? Well, you know what, when you're
I
friends,
know,
you're friends.
I know. What can I share?
Let's talk about the real purpose of Raise a Green Dog, which is, in my mind, it's a kind of a hub, but I want you to tell us, a hub for all things green, healthy, and, you know, earth-friendly as well as effective for animals all in one spot. Is that a fair assessment?
It is a fair assessment. The most popular part of the website is the blog. It is where I share information that I learn. I'm learning things all the time, and I also have a pretty, you know, good shelf of information packed in my brain about how I've lived all my life. So I write about a really wide variety of things, but it all relates to the health of the dog and the health of the environment. And they really go hand in hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leslie. How often does the blog get published? Is it a weekly, daily?
Two to three times per week is what we strive for. I don't always hit that because it is my side job. You know, it's not really a job. It's a fun thing, right?
I can attest.
We just finished a blog post on flame retardants in furniture and rugs and building materials in the home.
Oh, wow. That's good stuff. That's very important.
Yeah.
Realize how much
really
toxic
is.
How much toxicity we introduce into our own bodies and our animals just by using common products. So we're not quite at break yet, but we're getting close. So we want to dig into that a little more deeply. So let's take advantage of the opportunity to tell folks how to find not only the website but the blog. The website is simple. It's raiseagreendog.com. And tell us how to get to the blog.
And the blog, there's a link right there on the top navigation right to the blog. But if you want to go directly, you can go to blog.raiseagreendog.com and find all the articles. Now, obviously, some disappear over time. So what I did was put, there's a page on the website called Learn to Be Green, and I've archived a lot of the important blog posts over the years. So you can kind of scroll through that list of headlines and find things that are important to you. Inside, outside, cleaning, lawn care, organic food, you name it, it's kind of covered there. So,
I will again attest personally that the amount of material that's available and that you're so generous in sharing is really phenomenal. I mean, this is a really broad, it's almost an encyclopedia of natural pet care. If one wants to look through and search your blogs for topics in the past that you've covered. So, again, we having had these opportunities to talk personally, and this is the first time we've done it publicly, I can attest that your writing is fun to read, it's informative, it's crisp, and I highly recommend that people sign on and become followers of your blog. And that you'll never regret it. It's the best thing you could do to learn some new things and to really be in touch with someone who really has your interests in mind. And Leslie is that person. She really does this as a labor of love. As she just said, it's not her day job, but she probably puts a ton of hours into it, as we know that is necessary to do a project like this. So when we come back, we'll get into some specific topics that we can get some of your advice for our listeners. And thank you so much for being here, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious.
Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we are here with our wonderful guest, Leslie May, the founder, creator of Raise a Green Dog at raiseagreendog.com. Leslie, before we went to our break, you started talking about one of your most recent blog posts, and it's something near and dear, I think, to everyone's heart who does any work around the home, and that's certain household products that we need to be very careful of around our animals. Can you share some of that with us and give us some of the highlights and things to really be careful of and perhaps alternatives that we can seek out?
Sure. I think that, when I think about raising a green dog, I think about what they are exposed to, and we are as well, obviously. But, they're smaller versions of us. Their noses are closer to the ground. They lay on the floor a lot, right, and even lick the floor after some crumbs that may have dropped in the kitchen.
So why do they?
I kind of... Yeah, and they're dogs. They should be able to be dogs, I think. So that's part of life. Fun, finding things to eat off the ground. I really strive to have as few chemicals in my home as possible. And I think one of the places that people can start actively making changes in their lives is to look at what they clean with. So I think that's probably one of the most dangerous things that are commercial chemical-laden cleaners that people use, and air fresheners as well. I've written blog posts on them before, but, there really are natural alternatives that will clean just as well as bleach will, clean just as well as ammonia. And other name brand cleaners on the market. And
what I like
we
to
use
do,
a lot of vinegar and water. That's our
what I like
main
to do,
day.
I'm sorry, Leslie. What I like to do is, rather than call out the major brands, because it's so obvious, and I mean, all you have to do is walk into the supermarket and see aisles and aisles of them. So I think it's more productive to discuss a couple of the alternatives, whether home brewed, so to speak, or commercially available. We know what I think that our intuition tells us, that stuff in those bright, shiny bottles made by the big chemical companies is the stuff to avoid. What can we find instead, or what can we make in the home that can be effective?
Sure. There's a blog post on the blog of natural cleaners that you can make. But I got to tell you that the three things that I use the most are vinegar, white vinegar, right, that you can buy at any store, drugstore, grocery store, big gallon sizes is what I buy, water, and baking soda. And really, I don't think I really use much else. You can add some lemon juice, some lavender essential oil drops if the smell is not to your liking. And those things are even calming. The lavender, obviously, is kind of calming and safe for pets. But, with Puppy Rock in the home, we've had an accident or two, and I go right straight for the white vinegar, and it takes away completely the urine smell, so he's never attracted to it again. But it's
That's
very easy. Yeah.
Now,
and
tell us how you make
it. Adds kind of a scrubability, when you have rings or around things.
Leslie, I'm sorry. What's the ratio if someone, because people who are hearing this are going to want to whip up a batch of this stuff, I'm sure, right away. Let's say if you're mixing this stuff and and we have a a 16-ounce or 32-ounce spray bottle. How much is it? Mostly vinegar, and then give us a sense of how we would mix it.
Well, I mix one solution for a variety of things, but I usually use like 1 cup to 3 cups, 1 cup vinegar to 2 cups water. And I even use that to spray on my skin to keep the mosquitoes away.
Wow, okay. And what about the baking soda?
So that spray bottle is like in every room, right?
Well, you can't beat the price, that's for sure. How about the baking soda? You just put a little sprinkle of that in to energize the formula, or?
Yeah, I'm just a sprinkler. If I want to clean out a drain, I'll just dump about a quarter of the box in and then pour some white vinegar right out of it, and it bubbles up and clears out a drain. Sprinkle a little in my stainless steel sink to scrub it down with a little vinegar. It bubbles up. Pretty effective. But I'm going to use a little more baking soda in a toilet bowl, along with a little stronger solution of vinegar. There's a lot more germs in there, you know, and just want to make sure.
Now tell us what some of these symptoms or impact, I'm saying two words at once, unfortunately, symptoms that we might notice if our animals have been exposed to these type of chemicals in the home. What might we notice that would tell us that we're on the wrong track and that we need to clean up our act, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that, I don't have the specific names in front of me, but some of these chemicals that are included in cleaners and air fresheners, things like that, have been linked to cancer, have been reported as endocrine disruptors, which is a hormone balance, the endocrine system. It has also been linked to allergic responses and just all kinds of things. But I think the things that I would see, right, that you would see first are, the immediate things would be a sneezing, right? Throwing up or diarrhea from an ingestion of some sort, licking the floor where there was a chemical or something like that. But the majority of the time, it's going to be a long-term effect reaction.
What about energy level?
See something.
What about energy level, Leslie? Because sometimes I think we think our dogs might just be, they're a little worn out, or, it's because of the heat, which we have to be very careful this time of year, with the with heat factors. But address that, because I think it's something that people need to be really attuned to their dog's mood and their spirit, as well as physical manifestations, that are more obvious.
Right. I mean, it's sad that dogs can't tell us what's wrong with them. That's a very painful thing to have to cope with. I've been there many times. I just really stress, you may see some lethargy, if I can say that correctly. But I don't think you're really going to know what the cause of that is, right? So majority of the time, it's going to be more of a long-term effect unless there's some kind of contamination of some sort that's immediately seen. And that's the dangerous part, right? Because you don't see it until it's too late a lot of the time.
That's why
prevention is so important.
Amen. Amen to that. Leslie, I am in 100% agreement that, it's great to look at the look at the results when something goes wrong, but isn't it wonderful to stop it from happening? Now we are going to come back, but it's going to be for a very brief brief segment. So we're going to do one more spot, and then we're going to just sign out with you, Leslie, as our special guest. And, of course, we had a wonderful guest with Barbara Frank earlier. So if you can just stick with us for one more quick segment, we would be much appreciative.
I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry, let the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is
your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network. And we're back for a final segment with Leslie May, the curator, founder, creator of Raise a Green Dog. And it's one of our very favorite blogs. Official disclaimer, Leslie has on more than one occasion been very, very kind to Clear Conscience Pet. So I want to officially say that if you look in the site and you see that there are some positive references to our company, I'm not going to apologize for it because Leslie looked at our products and she found that she really believed that they fit into her Raise a Green Dog philosophy. So we're real proud that she felt that way. And I'd like Leslie to tell us a little bit about how she's developed partnerships with some key companies to bring products to our listeners and the greater public.
Yeah, Anthony, I found early on a lot of people, when they would read my articles or ask us questions, were like, where do I get that? Where can I find that? And so I saw an opportunity to be able to share some really great company products and services to the audience that I share information with. And the audience is very grateful to have recommendations. And the companies are pre-approved by us. We call them Raise a Green Dog Partners because we've tested the product, we've evaluated the ingredients, Johan's put his green paw stamp of approval on them. So, but we do have many partners, and we're very glad to have everyone. And in pretty much every category you could think of, from food to cleaning products to flea and tick products to treats, and more. And it's just really exciting to work with companies that have the same philosophy that we do.
So when someone finds a product link on your website, does that take them to the company's website to order their products? Is that how it works?
It does. We showcase about 10 of their top most favorite and popular products. And then when you click on the link, it actually goes to the website of the company that provided that information. So you can buy from them directly, or just kind of a referral base, basically.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it's such a generous thing for you to do. And that's what I want to emphasize. A lot of folks don't realize out there the labor of love that something like putting together a phenomenal blog and website like Raise a Green Dog is. I can attest personally to the amount of time it takes to do quality writing and to present it to folks to try to help them. And if someone were to see the sheer weight, and I do hope everyone who's listening will go to raiseagreendog.com. It's exactly like it sounds, raiseagreendog.com. And there you'll be able to click on to the blog. And it's an amazing amount of work. And Leslie is one of the real heroes out there as far as I'm concerned, because from this impetus to share with others, she's created something that's a shining example of what we can do if we empower ourselves to make better decisions. And our big new initiative at Clear Conscience Pet is the relaunch of our whole line under the clean label philosophy. And we've brought that to the pet industry because it's time that people understand the products that they use, not just be hoodwinked by marketing and advertising and glitzy packaging. And someone like you, Leslie, not that there's a lot of folks out there like you, but someone who's doing what you're doing is providing a huge service, because those of us who create products need folks like you to be kind of our our conscience, sorry for the pun, but to really look and make sure that we're doing the right things. We really look forward to that third-party validation and examination, because we don't want to ever take a pass. We want to be held to the highest standards. And what Raise a Green Dog does, in my mind, is to do that with a wide variety of products and a wide variety of situations, and on a very objective standpoint. And I can tell everyone listening, you know, Leslie has never asked us for a penny to feature our products in a blog post. There's a lot of people out there who do that, and I won't name names, but Leslie's not one of them. So I want you to know that if you go, and I really encourage you to Raise a Green Dog, you're not seeing something that's been bought and paid for by manufacturers. What you are seeing is an honest presentation by a heartfelt and wonderful individual, Leslie, who just wants you to know that there's a better way. And, you know, it's really remarkable to me that someone would put the amount of work that you do and the amount of heart and passion into a project like this, and with really very little gain to you personally, except for obviously the satisfaction that you're helping people. So I'm sorry I'm going on and on, but I just am so impressed by what you do and by the way you do it, Leslie.
You're very kind. You're very kind. One of the things that I think that I consider very important is that I don't like to read something on the internet and not see a source behind it. You know, there's just nothing worse than seeing a tidbit of information that says this caused cancer, right? And not know what the study was about. So I work really hard to source our information and put the sources in the blog post so that people can go and look and read the studies for themselves after I've done it. And I think that's what makes us different. You know, we dig deep. We don't.
What a concept.
We dig deep.
What a concept. You actually substantiate.
Yeah, right. Like called real journalism.
Yes, well, whatever happened to that? I don't know if we, you know, it's...
Yeah, well, you know, the internet came along.
Yes, journalism in this country is on life support, I believe. So thank you for being, and I'm trying hard on my tiny, tiny way here to do the same, to be a voice of objective reason and an open mind and an open forum for ideas to be shared. And you've certainly helped us tremendously to do that today. And honestly, we could spend an entire program with you, and we will one of these days. But you're so gracious to jump in with us today on short notice. And thank you so much for that. And I'm going to one more time tell everyone how to find Leslie, how to find Raise a Green Dog, and meet the new dog in town, Rock, and meet Johan, our wonderful friend as well, and Gracie. And that's at raiseagreendog.com. And please, please visit the blog, visit the website, click through to some of the partner companies and learn more about them. Every one of them is an impressive company, and Leslie has really done her homework for you. So take advantage of all the hard, crazy work that Leslie has done. Go to raiseagreendog.com. And Leslie May, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us, and can't wait for the next time.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And that's it for today for Clear Conscience Pet Radio. Please tune in again next week at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday for Clear Conscience Pet Radio. We appreciate your being here and look forward to our next opportunity to help you to have a healthier and happier companion animal.